The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, technically hour number one, because hour number one was happy hour. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And that wasn't his first one, so you know it's first one of the actual show. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. And, let me think. That one. If you missed the first hour, it was just a bunch of stupid drunk stuff. Yeah. Fun. It was fun. And, oddly enough, the thing that I think got me was a freaking 1% seltzer. I can handle the gross shots, but having to slam that lime seltzer,
yeah, not good.
I feel very gross right now. I feel like I swallowed a turd. A
couple things from Twitch. Bring in Jong for a happy hour. Have him do some karaoke. That'd be awesome. Fun to have Jong in. Maybe after COVID we can do that. Why does the channel not run ads or have a subscriber mode? Could increase views and revenue. We're actually working on a deal with Twitch right now, so we are going to have subscriber mode. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can subscribe to our channel for free and helps out the station. And eventually there will be some perks, and probably the people who are subscribers are the people who will have a chance to come down and do a happy hour when we're able to do that. So that's in the works. You'll still be able to follow without subscribing, but
right. Of
course, if you have Amazon Prime, feel free to subscribe. It'd be great to have you.
Yeah, we're gonna hopefully this thing will keep growing, and we'll keep having some special guests in and have some fun. Can I? I've kind of gotten away from like Twitch people who are critics giving them any run, but I just kind of want to respond to this one.
Okay.
One text, and I'm limiting it to one a week. So this is the guy talking about happy hour.
Okay.
This is the worst segment of the week. Adding that Josh Ennis guy, misspelled his name too, doesn't help. Y'all sound like a bunch of high school kids drinking for the first time. It's kind of the point of happy hour.
Yeah.
But I have a message for you.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Now, Aaron, I'd like you to play that song for him that I asked you about. Because I think there's a perfect song for people like you. I didn't give you enough warning to cue it up, did I?
Oh,
so never mind.
No.
We've just ruined the whole thing. Forget it.
Is it Party Hard?
No, it's, it's from a band called Extreme, which I think you're familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like what you see here, get the funk out.
Okay.
And the lyrics are perfect for people like this. It's pretty simple.
I always say our show is not for everyone, no. And happy hour is 1 hour a week of the 15 hours of radio that we do every week, and we have fun with it. We know, I mean, the fact that our audience goes from, you know, 200-something people on Twitch to 800-something people on Twitch means there's a lot of people who have fun with it, so.
I mean, honestly, I know there's one or two people who don't like it, but again, you know, it's a party, and that's why I thought the lyrics were perfect. Nobody invited you.
I mean,
yeah.
We're sure that says get the funk out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sure. Although I'm sure they try to slide a couple. Anyway, this is my new song I'm going to play every time somebody texts something like that.
The once a week that you
read
it.
One time a week.
Right.
I also made a suggestion to Aaron that we tweak the show open a little bit. Maybe replace the Khaleesi.
Okay. I watched episode 3 last night, so I heard what you were talking about.
Yeah, okay. So episode 3 was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one where they drive the boat into the shark.
a whale. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, by Monday, you'll be caught up. And as I've said along the last three episodes, as good of TV as I've seen, you know, well, since we loved Walking Dead in the beginning and prime Game of Thrones, I'll warn you now, like, four is really good. And then episode five, you're going to be like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's a lot of relationship stuff, which, you know, I'm a big fan of that.
Backstory stuff.
Yeah, but then six, seven, and eight are just bleeping diabolical.
All right.
So, anyway, a couple things. Astros about to get started. We didn't get a chance to talk about last night's game, but which almost meaningless now. But there's not too much to say other than great job by Dusty to pull together a bullpen game with those scrubs.
Yeah.
And win the game. It was really important for Correa to hit that home run because you know who was next, right? You know who they were down to.
No.
Cy Snead.
Oh.
It was either that or bring in Framber.
Yeah.
And that messes you up for today.
Or Javier.
Yeah, I don't think they had Javier was available.
Okay.
So
he only pitched two innings the day before.
I know. It didn't have that many pitches, but the good news is you're lined up for today. Of course, so are the Rays, though.
And the Rays have Blake Snell, former Cy Young winner, on the mound, so they're okay.
Yeah. But if
and unfortunately, the Rays also have Charlie Morton for tomorrow, so.
But at least the good news is you've got, you know, you get Framber and McCullers. They definitely, the Rays still have the edge. There's no question.
What are the odds now? Where have you moved the odds
well,
to?
Well, here I am. This is heads-up poker. The Rays have 75,000 chips. The Astros have 25,000. They're all in.
Okay.
Now, if you double up, tomorrow's 50-50. Actually, I would say this. If, and I don't, I'm going to, okay, I don't want to throw.
I don't think tomorrow's 50-50 because I think the Astros will still be dogs.
They'll still be dogs.
Based on the pitching matchup.
But they may be dogs based on the pitching matchup. But if it gets to a game seven, Tampa's asses are going to be tighter than a nun fresh out of convent. You know damn well they're going to be nervous. They're going to be thinking about, oh, we don't want to blow a 3-0 lead. I actually like the Astros to win tomorrow if it gets there. The bad news is I don't think it's getting there. I think the Rays right the ship tonight.
Well, I'm not bringing down. I mean, Josh put everybody in such a good
mood. I don't want to bring him down either because everybody focus on the.
God, but that hurts so bad.
Dude, we're not getting through this.
That pickle beer. Why?
Because you did it.
How did I land on it? I only had one spot on the wheel.
I don't know.
Only one spot.
At least it's not rigged. We know that. But the cool thing is, every game that you get right now with these guys, you should consider a gift. And that was so much fun, and it was such a great moment. The way, as soon as Correa hit it, too, you're like, oh, I love that he's embraced being the bad guy, and then he's backed it up. And that ball was just tattooed. That was such a, we were actually out at State Night last night watching it, and the whole place just erupted. It was
awesome.
He
did the full bad guy strut halfway down first base, too, just staring. And staring and staring, and then did the bat flip. He's really loving this.
Oh, yeah.
Life.
And I hope, listen, I'm rooting for him. I hope they pull this series out because that will go down right there with Altuve's last year against the Yankees as great Astros moments. And this team has given us so many of them, you know, this group of guys. I'd love to see it last another day, and I hope it does. But I'm skeptical. But I also think, you know, it's like I always talk about in these series, the team that's down 3-1 or 3-0 in this case, the more you win, the more the other team gets tighter and tighter and tighter because they're not thinking about, hey, let's win one game. They're thinking, dude, we just blew a 3-1 lead. We just blew a 3-2 lead. And, you know, suddenly all the pressure is on them. So that's why I think if you can get this one, then suddenly all those fantastic plays that the Rays have been making and clutch hits, suddenly you're a little tighter, a little more pressure. You're pressing a little more. Stuff doesn't happen. So, we shall see. Somebody says there's a video of a Japanese call of Correa's homer, even better than the Spanish one. I don't know that anything can be better than the
Spanish one's pretty good.
The Spanish call of anything is the best. There was one great call that I think was from, I don't remember, someplace in Europe when the Penguins won the Stanley Cup and it was Bonino's goal. And I want to say that was Russian, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, so tonight you get Framber, and I hope Framber can go deep because your bullpen is tested, to say
yeah
the least.
That's a good way of putting it.
But you did what you had to do, and you know that's the thing. At least you've given yourself a chance now. I don't know that they're gonna be able to pull it off, but I hope they do. I'm rooting for them. It'd be fun. You know, it'd be like the best night ever would be these guys win to force a game seven, and UH beats BYU right after that.
Yeah.
And I'll be up drinking and watching them both the whole time. Assuming I don't die from this. I can't believe a seltzer made me sick.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, I'm drinking this crap shot.
Also, you're not a chugger.
Well, I mean, I'm not a chugger, but I you know, I drink like a third.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that stuff grossed me out, man. Ugh. Oh, well, fun happy hour, and appreciate everybody who enjoys it. Those of you who don't, sorry. It's just like the rest of the show. If you don't enjoy it, sorry. Not much I can do to change it at this point. But we'll get to, we'll do next segment. We'll go through the NFL lines.
Okay.
And I mentioned this earlier. You still got time to get in. I have three plays this weekend, and, you know, free to the people. All good, because, but I have UH plus 5.5. I also made a bet on UH money line because that number ticked up a little bit too. I have SMU minus 6.5 tonight, and I have Green Bay on Sunday. Those are my three plays this weekend.
All right.
If I come up with anything else, I'll probably tweet them out.
I got the Steelers minus 3. I like that a lot.
I like that too.
I think I'd still like it at 3.5, though obviously not as much. I'm pretty invested in the Cowboys on Monday. And
yeah, I don't mind that one either.
You know what I'm really into is the Alabama-Georgia over. Everybody's going to want to play on that game, and I don't particularly love one side or the other, but everybody talks about Alabama's great offense, Georgia's great defense. I think Alabama's offense is going to win those battles, but I think Georgia's going to have some success against that team too, particularly in the first half when Alabama's top corner is going to be suspended for a targeting hit last week. So,
would you see that Saban may actually be able to coach now? Because he just tested negative, and if
he's got to test negative every day,
yeah.
But
if he tests negative tomorrow,
he could.
I mean, not that I don't think him not being there is going to be a huge deal for one game. But
although Sarkisian, the offense, I feel like will be fine without Saban. The defense with Gorman on the side, he's not a very good coach, I don't think.
Well, and they weren't very good last week anyway. So
they weren't very good last year.
Yeah, so I don't know how much difference it makes. It can't be much worse. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All signs printed in and shipped from the U.S.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Okay, so what's going on in the game here? We have
Altuve walked, Brantley at the plate. They've checked Altuve at first the last three pitches, and then Snell had a slightly wild pitch, but Altuve had to stay there.
Yeah, didn't get well. I'm okay with Altuve just staying on the base and not even taking a lead off, like Little League. Just don't mess up here. Because if you get a couple runs here in the first inning, that's a ball?
Yep.
Wow. Don't want to get too much into play-by-play. I'll get in trouble. But, yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. We will keep you up to date on what's going on with the Astros. And if you would rather listen to them than us, then head on over to 92.5 for those of you who can pick up that channel, because we have it on over there. And Trey's in there running it and still defending himself for not doing a very good job at happy hour.
Is he?
He was when I walked outside.
There's not much defending that, honestly.
No, I got to go with you on that. All right, want to take a look at the NFL game?
Sure.
Against the spread here. This is all on my bookie. We'll be talking about at the end of the segment. But start off with your Bears and Panthers. Bears plus 1.5.
I like the Bears. I like the Bears' money line here.
Yeah, minus 105 is the number.
The Panthers have not faced a defense like this, and the Bears are kind of getting like the last two defenses they've faced have been arguably the two best defenses in the league. The Panthers' defense is going to be a welcome sight. I think they're going to be able to run the ball for the first time in a while, and that's going to open things up for Nick Foles. I think the Bears win this game outright, but the Bears plus points I like quite a bit.
By the way, guess who's thrown out at second trying to steal?
Are you kidding me?
Strike him out, throw him out.
Yep, double play. All right, Detroit and Jacksonville. This isn't on my top line playlist, but I like the Jaguars here getting three.
Okay, I like the opposite. Okay. I'll tell you why. Is a lot of this is strength of schedule. And I know the Lions look like, I mean, and the Lions are a bad team. Let's face it. But the Lions, they just pushed the Saints in their last game out. Their losses are Bears, Packers, and who's the other one? And Saints. The Jags ain't those teams. They beat the Cardinals at Arizona. I think the Lions are way more talented than the Jags. And here's my biggest issue with the Jags, and we saw it last week. With the injuries they've got on defense, they cannot get pressure. When you get pressure on Matt Stafford, you win the game. When you let Matt Stafford sit back there, you don't win the game, typically. And the other thing that the Lions have going for them that they didn't have going early in the season is their secondary's healthy now. The first 2-3 weeks, they were just crippled in the secondary. All those guys are healthy now. Coming off the bye week, I like the Lions there.
I've been on the Lions most of the year, but I also think that this is kind of a classic overreaction to the Jags playing a bad game last week.
The Jags have played a bad game every week except the first one.
No, they damn near beat the Titans.
All right.
I mean, they have not been as terrible as you want to believe they are. I mean, yeah, they beat the Colts the first week, which was a little bit of a fluke. They lost to the Titans 33-30. They should have won the game. And the Dolphins kicked their ass. The Dolphins, we've seen, though, when they're really, high variance. If they play well, like they did last week against San Francisco, it comes down to Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? The Bengals are terrible. But they were in that game, should have won it. I mean, the last week and the Dolphins games have been bad games. But I think, especially at home, you're going to get the Jaguars that played the Titans and the Colts. I think getting me 3 points, give it to me. I'll take
where
it.
Do you have, in the in your power rankings, where do you have Jacksonville?
I have Jacksonville very close to Detroit, actually. So that's why I'm getting 3 points at home. So you're telling me the Lions are 6 points better than the Jags.
So I my power rankings currently have Detroit 24, and I have them at 3.5 points worse than average, and I have Jacksonville at 31.
Okay.
I think Jacksonville is worse than the football team.
Okay.
Especially right now with their injuries.
I agree the injuries are a factor, but I don't think they're as bad as you do. And the computer number has them almost, like I said, within a point of the Lions.
Wow, that's surprising to me.
I mean, it's not always right, AJ. If it were, yeah, I would never lose.
And that's the other thing about the Lions. How many times the Lions have turned it over this season? 4 games, 3 turnovers. The Lions, that's pretty good.
And one big drop against the Bears, or that's another win.
Yeah.
I think both of these teams, though, are kind of high variance. Because I think if a good Lion shows up, yeah, they cover that easy. But if good Jaguar shows up, they can win the game. Now, if both teams show up and play their best, that's not going to happen because neither one of them is good enough to do that. Falcons +4 at Vikings. I'm not sure what to do with this because I kind of feel like maybe I'm wrong. I don't think the Falcons are going to get the same kind of boost the Texans did from their coaching change. I don't think people hated Dan Quinn. And you know, the Vikings have played 2 pretty good games in a row. I don't know if they turned it around or if they just played 2 pretty good games in a row and they're not nearly as good as I thought they were. And I can't bet the Falcons right now.
I don't blame you. My numbers say I should bet the Falcons.
Right, mine too.
Yeah. But I'm not going to. What I did do is use the Falcons in a teaser because it gets them through 7 and up to 10. Yeah. So I like the Falcons as a tease piece, but I won't bet them straight up.
Your Houston Texans. This is a queer line to me, as Granato would say. shouldn't Tennessee be five and a half here, not 3.5?
I don't know. I don't know what to think about Tennessee because of the COVID stuff and being on an incredibly short week. They've got cluster injuries at wide receiver. It's A.J. Brown and a whole bunch of nothing.
Bunch of homeless, as you like to say.
So I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm a little bit... I kind of want to play the Texans. I'm not going to play the Texans because I don't trust them.
Yeah.
But I would play the Texans before I'd play the Titans.
Well, and I think if you look at everything, it says play the Texans. But to me, the number that would really beg me to play the Texans is, like I said, 5.5. So I kind of feel like it's one of those lines that confuses me. And so, therefore, I will stay away. But, yeah, everything says bet the Texans here. I'll tell you what, here's another game, and I didn't talk about this as one I was going to play, but I am going to play it. I like the football team plus 3 against the Giants.
I'd play that. I don't know if I'm play it either, but I'll play it way before I play the Giants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those teams are, you know, maybe a point apart in my power ratings.
Same here.
I can't get there. I can't get there with the Giants.
All right, here's an intriguing matchup. The Cleveland Browns plus 4 at Pittsburgh.
I like Pittsburgh. I like I said, I played him at 3. I'd still play him at 4. I like Pittsburgh quite a bit. I think the biggest issue is that Baker Mayfield under pressure is just awful, and he hasn't been under pressure the last few weeks. So we've all
He'll
been
get
like,
some pressure
whoa,
here. Yeah.
Look at Baker Mayfield.
Well, he hasn't been that great. I mean, they've won because their defense has been terrific, and they can still run the ball even without Nick Chubb.
But Pittsburgh is great in the trenches, offense and defense. I think that's where they beat up the Browns this week.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I've been impressed with the Browns and what they've done against them. I mean, I think a pretty good team in the Colts. But they're also, when I always talk about the classic front-running horse, that's the Browns. And they've been that way. If everything goes right for them, they'll beat your ass. But you put a little pressure on them, and they make a few mistakes, and they can lose big. And I think that's what happens here. I think the Steelers are going to win this for fun. Ravens now minus 10 at Philadelphia. I can't give up 10 points, but that's the only side I could be on if I were betting.
Yeah, I don't want to bet the Eagles either. But I would, if I were on a side, it'd have to be the Eagles. You know, Lamar Jackson doesn't look the same right now. He's not running the ball as well as he did last year. The issue is, though, they're going to put a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz, who's been struggling as it is.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a defensive touchdown here.
It wouldn't shock me at all. That's kind of what scares me. The numbers to where the only play for me would be Philadelphia, but it's going to end up being a pass, I think.
We'll do one more before we go to break. Bengal plus 7.5 at the Colts. I hate that half.
I hate the half, too, but gun to head, I'd still play the Colts.
Yeah, I think I would, too. I think I agree with you 100% there.
I think people are going to – people are a little down on the Colts right now, but I think that they are a far better team. If I had to play it, I'd give the hook, even though I really don't want to.
Yeah, I was kind of –
the Colts are another team I'd use in a tease, though.
Yeah.
Because you make them down to 1.5. It's almost a pick 'em. I'd like that.
Yeah, I kind of felt like maybe people would be – maybe the market would be a little bit more down on the Colts after last week. And maybe it'd be under 7, and then I would just pounce. But I'll keep an eye on that number. If it gets to 7, I think I'll definitely play the Colts. And you know where I'll play? MyBookie.ag. That's the site, guys. And it's easy when you go to MyBookie.ag. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, which, hey, a lot of places that's not the case. And you got the 2 college games tonight. I already told you on SMU, on UH. You can bet those on MyBookie. You got all kinds of college football Saturday. Got the NFL on Sunday. You got soccer going on. Any of the sports that you want to get into, MyBookie has you covered. And here's the thing. You join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Send our promo code radio when you sign up. Promo code radio. They'll match your first deposit 100%. And it's the thing that's really cool here is, like, I'm playing in a bunch of their contests. You can do that. They've got – you can play parlays. And then the in-game wagering is great. And that's one I'd keep an eye on tonight. Like, for instance, if SMU gets way down against Tulane, you might get a really good in-game number. So you can double down on SMU. That's what you can do on MyBookie. Promo code radio. They'll match your first deposit 100%. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. AJ, I hate to admit this, but you know, I like to think of myself as kind of a professional drinker.
You used to be.
Like, of all the crap shots we've taken, a friggin' lime seltzer has brought me to my knees. I feel like crap. I really do. I feel gross.
It's good.
No, it's not good.
That means you went hard today.
Well, no, I didn't go that hard.
Your best effort today.
I had a couple of crap shots, and then I had that. So, is that a hit for Correa?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good for him. Singles to right field.
A little bloop that even caught him by surprise because he just watched it like a golfer for a couple of seconds before he went, oh, crap, I'm supposed to run now, right?
Oh, I sculled it. Wait, it's going to bounce on the green. Somebody says, FYI, 92.5 doesn't have a good signal on the south side. Yeah, it's not supposed to, guys. I hate to break it to you. This is a west side signal. That's why we did
Central
it.
Central and west.
Yeah. And the reality is, you know, yeah, I know if you want to listen to the Astros game then and you're down there, well, I mean, sorry. The idea, though, is to cover the whole area with two stations. And yes, you know. Yeah, Dustin says, wait, I've drank with Fred many times and it was a seltzer that did him in. I hate you, 2020.
Dude, well, I'm telling you, that pickle Bloody Mary beer hurt me more than any shot we've taken.
I knew it would. And that's why, you know.
I haven't had any beer or even any carbs, like real carbs, in 2 months.
Yeah,
so
that could
be making me feel awful right now, and that's what I get. But
yeah, well, it was your idea. Right. You went and bought those things.
You could have stored them in your office for a while.
You could have waited. Yeah, we could have waited. Because, I mean, you know, as much as I hate stuff like that, if you said, okay, I'm going to do this without the wheel, I would have done it just because I'm too much of a, you know, I don't want to be a real. And that looks like a double play.
And it is.
It is. Do my 1950s baseball analysis.
No, we don't need that.
And there's a double play, and of course, Alex Bregman sucks again. And that's a guy that actually needs to do something if you're going to have a chance here in this all-important Game 6. But, just hit it right to the third baseman. Well done, sir. All right. We got to finish the NFL. Sorry. Oh. We did Bengals-Colts, right?
We did Bengals-Colts, yeah.
Yeah. Like
Colts. If I had to play, I don't want that.
Yeah, I'm not touching it right now, but I guarantee you if it gets to 7 on game day, I will be all over Colts.
I can just tell you I have no interest in the other side.
Right, yeah. That number wouldn't get high enough for me to play the Bengals. Bronco plus 9.5 against Patriots, a game that may or may not happen because of the Rona.
Give me the Patriots.
Okay.
Bill Belichick. Extra rest.
Cam Newton back.
Young quarterback.
Yeah.
Cam Newton back.
He'll eat.
Coming off a double-digit loss.
Yeah.
I expect just punishment.
Inside of 10, too.
I mean. I expect the Pats to just punish that team.
All right. I know this is really square, but this is not an A-list play, but definitely a play. Dolphins minus 9.5 against the Jets. I am going to continue to fade the Jets, especially inside of 10. I don't think the Dolphins are terrible.
It is a square play, but literally everybody I know is doing it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not on it, but...
Oh, come on, jump in with us.
No,
be a square.
I don't want to do it, but I don't blame you one single bit. This is the first game the Patriots have, or the Dolphins have been favored in Flores is since he's been the coach.
That's amazing.
So you go from never being favored to now you're a 9.5-point favorite.
I do think there's some overreaction because of last week.
Yep.
But... Especially, I mean, with Joe Flacco and everything that's going wrong.
Here's what I'll
say.
And apparently, Sam Darnold, like, they could be playing him. From what I heard, Sam Darnold might be healthy enough to go, and they still want to play Flacco. Like, They're just over Sam Darnold.
How about Adam Gase is just a bad Bill O'Brien?
He's bad.
Yeah.
If I had to play it, I would be on the same side as you. There's no way. No way I can be convinced to play the Jets.
And
if it was 10.5, I wouldn't play the Jets.
See, I mean, sharps should be on the Jets, and I like to think that we're kind of sharp.
Well, I'm not.
But I can't. I can't do it here. And so this is one where in the old days RJ would have made fun of me, but I would have let him do it and then gone and cashed my ticket and not felt bad about it. Okay, I love this game. Packers are -1.5 at Tampa. I think the Packers, I have them power rated almost 4 points better than the Bucks. I love the Packers here.
I don't have the gap between them that great, but I do lean to the Pack. I don't know if I'm going to end up playing it. I like the over, though, because I think that both these teams throw it around. Green Bay's, their defense is atrocious. I mean, they're basically the Seahawks. They're a team with a really good quarterback,
but I also think
who's covering up a lot of flaws.
But with both of those teams, I see what they do on defense. I can see them getting better as the season goes on. And, I mean, they're not good. They're never going to be great, but I think they can get to average. And with a bye week, I think you'll see a better performance out of the defense from Green Bay. I like them here.
Tampa's defense is way better than I expected, particularly against the run. The thing about playing the Packers is, though, it doesn't matter. They don't care about running the football.
Yeah, and they'll throw the ball enough that the Bucs will have to deal with it, and then they'll run the ball. And the Bucs' defense was good last year. It gets lost because Jameis threw so many picks that cost them points. They had a really good defense last year, but right now, I don't care if you have a good defense. If you're the Packers, if you're the Seahawks, if you're the Chiefs, you're going to score points, and the Packers are going to score on these guys. And then finally, the final Sunday game, Rams -3.5 at San Francisco. I think I'm leaning San Francisco here. I know the quarterback questions are coming off a bad loss, but before last week, and I know they've got injuries, is there any way San Francisco would be getting 3.5 points at home against the Rams before last week?
No.
So I'm on Niner.
Yeah, I lean the Niners too. I don't think I'm going to play it because even if Jimmy Garoppolo does play, I don't know if he's going to play the full game. I don't know what his health situation is. So right. I'm just not interested in any of these backup quarterbacks.
He seems good to go from what I've been reading.
Yeah, but they thought he was good to go last week.
Yeah, and he clearly wasn't right.
And Beathard, Mullins, they've been going back and forth. I'm not interested in either of them. So if I get into that game and that's the case, I don't want to be on the Niners. The one thing I will say is Goff has exceeded my expectations greatly this year. He's looking good, and like not just good for a guy who got, you know, paid a bunch of money. Like, he actually looks like he's good. Will that last? I don't know. But the Niners, all their health issues, I still think are plaguing them. It'd be nice to get Jimmy G back, but they still won't really have a pass rush, I don't think. They're going to have to blitz to get a pass rush. And then I mean, what I've seen of Goff so far is he's beating blitzes. So, and if he's able to do that, he's going to have some success. I don't want to give up 3.5 with the Rams.
No.
But I wouldn't blame you for being on the Niners, but I'm not on them.
And to kind of something you mentioned, I think, yesterday, when you look at the Rams' schedule, I mean, it's not like they beat Washington. They beat the Giants. They got beat by the Bills. They played the Bills well. They beat the Eagles. Basically, they beat the crap out of the NFC East. Their four wins are all against the NFC East. So you wonder how, you know, I mean, just on the surface, doesn't look that great. So, Rain Man on Twitch says, what are you talking about, Fred? Greeny says the Saints should bench Breeze for Winston the next four games. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I probably haven't heard a word Greeny said in a while, so I got no comment on that.
I will say I've seen moments where I don't think it's crazy to pull Breeze.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the Saints, and I guess I just don't feel the same way that Sean Payton does. I feel like the Saints would be better off pulling Breeze for Winston in certain moments than pulling Breeze for Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I get that it's a package thing. But
what is a love for Taysom Hill? I mean, it's just weird.
I don't know. I mean, he's an interesting package player. But when he's on the field, you pretty much know they're going to run. And if he doesn't run, you pretty much know something good's going to happen for the defense.
Yeah, yeah. So Astros 2-1. Is there how many outs, Aaron?
Two outs.
Two outs.
Two outs.
Who was that that just walked? Yuli.
Okay. Oh, God, that's the best thing that can happen these days.
Yeah. Hey, got on base. Woo. Yeah. And then the Monday night game, which, you know, we could talk about. Well, actually, two Monday night games, Chiefs and Bills. I'm probably going to lean Bill here plus 4.5, but I'm not in the habit of betting against the Chiefs. But we're not in September anymore, so I'd probably take the Bills plus 4.5. And I like the Cowboys against the Cardinals. I don't think you're going to see a ridiculous offensive drop-off with Andy Dalton, and maybe I'm wrong about that, but I like Cowboy.
I like the Cowboys a lot, too. I like the over in that game as well.
Cool. Yeah, I think overs in Falcons and Cowboys games, I mean, it's not an automatic bet, but it's almost an auto bet.
Yeah.
So.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding, family-owned and operated for four generations. They've got military discounts, cash discounts, first responder discounts, the senior discounts. They're the kind of company you want to do business with. They're going to take care of you. And they're actually taking care of me right now because I had them come out to my house, measure my windows. Early next month, they're going to come out and install everything. I'm super excited about it, mostly because I'm going to save up to 40% on my electric bill. That's it. If you've got builder-grade windows, you don't realize it, but money is floating out of those windows because rarely are they put in right. The builders just want to get them in and out. They want to put those windows in and get out of there, build as many houses as they can. Allstate's trying to fix that. 25% off all window packages right now, where you can buy 10 windows, get two free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs as well. Home and virtual appointments available. Check them out. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776. Somebody mentions Biden at minus 160 on my bookie, Trump at 130. I'm telling you, bet Trump. I've been saying this for months.
I'm starting to lean the other way, honestly.
And I know you are, and I know a bunch of people are. And those of us who have Trump tickets, listen, I don't like the guy. I can't stand him. Has nothing to do with politics or you know, what I think of him. Just from a betting perspective, that's all I care about,
all
right?
All about that money. You're about the Fred economy.
Always the dollars, right? Always the dollars, as Nikki Santoro once said. But, I mean, I'm about – I take emotion out of bets. And like, UH tonight that I love, I've taken the emotion out of it. I actually looked at it like, okay, what if I were – Mr. BYU, what would I think of this game? And I still came to the same conclusions, and the numbers said the same thing. So I might be wrong, but, you know, in this case, I don't have an emotional attachment to either guy. I don't really care because I hate them both. But I'm telling you, you get a plus number on Donald Trump, and you know what? If you hate the guy, here's a great bit of advice, okay? Just from somebody who's about to throw up from a seltzer. if you hate Donald Trump, go bet on him. Because something good's going to happen either way. Either he loses and you get to celebrate, or he wins and you cash a ticket. Because there's nothing better than cashing a ticket, in my opinion.
There you go.
I
cast my ballot today.
Yeah, very proud of you. So you got your sticker
Thank
on.
Thank you. I've got my sticker on. I'm all over it. And guess what else happened? Billy Pierce, who is the he is the libertarian. I apparently have become very famous in Texas or in Houston for my libertarian support.
Yeah.
I'm apparently the only
person. So you're a supporter, actually. I'm not a supporter of anybody, but you actually support them.
And really, truthfully, what I'm really supporting is a third party. As I've said before, I don't agree with everything that libertarians believe in, but I do believe there needs to be a third party introduced. And I do support, I financially support the Libertarian Party. But Billy Pierce, who is the nominee for the Harris County Tax Assessor and Voter Registrar, reached out to me on Twitter.com, and he's invited me to a private event to meet the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party over the weekend.
And, AJ, you've become very famous.
And Spike Cohen is going to be in Conroe tomorrow for an open-to-the-public event at, it's Southern Star Brewing. That's where he's going to be in
Good
Conroe.
Place, by the way.
Yeah, and then he's got a private dinner in Brenham on Sunday. I don't know if I'm going to go because it'll depend on baseball. But he was like, I really want to get you in the room with the vice presidential nominee. And I was like, well, I really want to get the vice presidential nominee on my show.
Yeah.
That's what I would really like.
Because you know what? I hate this is really sad. You know who's more famous than the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party?
Who's that?
AJ Hoffman.
Well,
I mean, and it's not close either.
AJ, you've become very famous. Yeah,
I know, Don. He's got more Twitter followers than me now.
Oh.
He didn't when he became the nominee. He does now.
I'm sorry, but you still win that one. It's just because his name is Spike.
Right.
Now, people get into that. Like, if your name were Spike Hoffman, you'd already have more than him. But, yeah, that of course they're reaching out to you because you're very, very famous. Oh, you know what I got to do?
The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Yeah.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, we go to Memphis, Tennessee, which is, not too far from Florida in terms of crazy people. But are you a KFC fan?
I don't know.
All right, well,
just being honest,
question, though, if you're getting fried chicken in Houston, Texas...
If I can go to Frenchie's, I go to Frenchie's.
Frenchie's one, right?
If not, if I've got to go to a convenient fast food place, it's Popeyes.
Popeyes, right. Frenchie's and Popeyes. Aaron?
Frenchie's first. Yeah, probably Popeyes second.
Now, as someone who's lived in Louisiana before, I concede the differences between Louisiana Popeyes and Texas Popeyes.
Oh, very different.
Significant.
It's vast. And Texas Popeyes... ain't winning that battle.
No, but it's better than pretty much everything else, right?
Agreed.
Not Frenchie's, but everything else. Okay, just want to see if we were all on the same page on this. But you know what, though? There's every place in Louisiana, like the McDonald's in Lafayette, they put Cajun spices on stuff. It's like the best McDonald's I've ever been to. I don't even know why I went there. I think I was drunk at one night after Evangeline Downs, and I said, I'm going to get something from McDonald's. And it was like the best sandwich ever because it had all this Cajun seasoning on it. But no, Popeye's pretty good. These guys, really?
Tell them to keep it down out there.
Yeah, come on, man. We've had to tell them before. This ain't a... I know we treat it like a frat house at 4 o'clock, but it's not while we're trying to do a show. Anyway, so I don't know that I could ever get this angry at KFC because, not that passionate about it. But a customer went through the drive-thru of a KFC... on Winchester Road in Hickory Hill in Memphis.
Okay.
And we've all had this happen, right? Wrong order at the drive-thru. Now, first off, I don't know how you can mess up a fried chicken order that much. I mean, what, you got 12 pieces instead of 8? You got 4? I don't know. Anyway, the man was so mad, he got out of a semi-truck he was driving, walked up to the drive-thru window demanding a refund. The employee gave the man his money back, but then, according to police, the customer was still upset and started firing shots into the restaurant while driving away.
Oh, boy.
Not wise, guys.
Rays just scored 1-0.
So they were all hyped up over that. Now that happens?
Yeah.
Yep. Strikeout to get 2 outs, and then Adames goes all the way to the wall for a 2 RBI double.
Damn it.
Anyway, That was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. There's more to it, but...
Now we're all bummed out.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, it was a great season, but now
it's just one run. It's only one run.
You're losing the game.
Astros are going to score a run.
No, it's over. It's over. Dust in the wind, bro. So...
How many outs are there?
2.
Okay.
Astros aren't going to score.
They're going to score. If they now, if they give up more runs than this, then there's trouble.
No, this is you can tell because one of the Rays was humping the dugout.
Yeah, he's the base coach.
Yeah, they're very excited now, and all that momentum that you took away from them last night are gone. So anyway, there was a lot more to that, Jim. But oh well.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. Well, need to get out of this inning. I mean, that sounds like a show tweet, right? Astros need to get out of this inning. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Well, I mean, they do. It's one of those obvious things. I am really... I'm not done with Twitter, but I'm kind of, I'm not really paying attention to it at all anymore. Other than, like, I'll pay attention to what you guys tweet occasionally. And, you know, but otherwise, it's just all politics or it's all, oh, look at that. I'm gonna get Josh James in the game. Get Josh James out of the game. What else was he going to do last night, considering what he had? I thought they pieced that thing together pretty well. There was no way you were going to be perfect. And, yeah, it sucks that Josh James gave up a bomb. But I actually thought the Astros got exactly what you needed out of that. If you tell me, all right, we're going to go with a bunch of scrubs and we're going to give up 3 runs.
Yeah.
You'll take you that, take right? It. I mean, that was as good a result as you could have hoped for. Plus, it gave you a great moment at the end.
Yep.
It's like, oh, Dusty did this.
That's why they gave up that run there, because then they could hit a 2-run homer in the 9th inning. And
no, that's
they did that on purpose.
No, that's it. That's the loser right there. It's over. Play Dustin in the wind, please. It's over. It's official. I told you if they could get by today, they'd win Game 7. Well, they're not getting by today. It's over. Heartbreaking. And you got a strikeout to end the inning. That's great, Framber. 1 run too late. Bill says, so I just tried to find the article for the gym of the day, and I Googled man crashes truck into KFC, and I'm amazed at how many different stories there are of people crashing vehicles into KFCs. Yeah, this guy opens fire on a KFC because not his order's
people
wrong.
Get angry about that.
But he gets his money back. Now, there's your girl Lily again. God, they really messed up her hair.
I told you. It's a bummer.
Yeah, she looks like she should be in that Perry Mason remake with that hair. Very disappointing. God, I feel like crap, guys. I don't know if I can finish the show.
You got 1 hour left, Freddie. Come on.
I don't know, man. Oh, God. I mean.
You need an oil change. But
a seltzer.
Would a brake job?
A seltzer did it. A seltzer put the brakes on my day.
Oh, there it is.
I told you I'd come up with something. Guys, newbrakes.com. These guys are fantastic. And pretty much every day now I'm hearing from a blitzer who said, hey, man, I use new brakes or I'm trying new brakes. And everyone says the same thing. Man, the guys were great. They showed up on time. They did the work. It was a lot cheaper than I thought it would be. And it was convenient. And the cool thing about new brakes is they come to you. Okay, so if you want to be sitting at home watching an Astros game tomorrow, hopefully, they can come and take care of it right there while you're watching the game in your underwear. Or if you're at work during the week, they'll come and take care of it at your work. You don't have to go to a shop, and right now you don't want to for brakes, and there's no reason to. Brakes is what they do, and brakes is all they do. They're convenient, quality, 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. That's on average, and they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Great people, and all you have to do is go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention in ESPN, 10% off your service. They'll get right back to you with an instant online quote, newbrakes.com.
ESPN 97.5.